I got involved with a program called the Adult Mentored Hunts Program. It's put on by the Alabama Department of Wildlife in conjunction with the National Wild Turkey Federation of Alabama. And went on a hunt a couple of weeks ago, took a guy, 30-something years old, killed his first deer. It was just an unbelievable day. And I've got some representatives from that program here today. Chris Nix, Daniel Musselwhite, Matt Horton, and Jeremy Doss is all in the studio with me. And guys, welcome to the show, man.
I appreciate the invite.
Yeah, I want to find out, first of all, what was the purpose of doing an adult mentored hunt program? You know, we've got all these programs for kids and stuff like that. What's the philosophy behind this?
So the kind of philosophy was, you know, in Alabama, we really don't have anything set up for adults. And adults are licensed buyers. So we're kind of getting this big downtick in licensed buyers. So these adults might not have a means. It's their first time. They want to go, but just don't have someone to take them that first step and get them the outdoor experience.
It's people that didn't grow up with a grandpa or a daddy or a brother that could take them hunting. They just weren't exposed to hunting, but they've read about it. They've seen their friends do it, and they want to learn how. Am I right?
That's exactly right.
And you'd be surprised how many adults are in that situation. You know, they're curious.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of a trend lately is sustainable lifestyle. Some of them are watching these TV shows and thinking, you know, I'd like to know where my meat comes from, too. You know, like those guys on TV, they go out and kill their own meat, grow their own food, gather food. And some of these folks are really interested in that lifestyle, and hunting, fishing, that's a big part of that.
All organic.
Now, you say we're losing hunters, adult hunters, and licensed sales. This is an effort to really bring more people into the fold, right?
Exactly. You know, a lot of people think a lot of Alabamians hunt. Roughly about only 3.8% of Alabamians hunt. And the average licensed buyer is about 57 years old. Our big problem right now is no one's backfilling those licensed buyers. So this is a huge effort to backfill those buyers and just keep the really the tradition of hunting going on.
What do you think the reason is for us, the decline in hunters?
Availability, really.
Yeah. Availability of land to
and
hunt.
And people just really not passing on that tradition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one really extended that hand.
You know, it's a combination of things, in my opinion, and I'm not educated in all the facts, but it's just my opinion, just to live through the last 60 years and seeing the trends. There's a lot more to entertain kids nowadays than there was when I was growing up. You know, you can play games on your phone. You can, you know, do all of that. So we have a lot more competition out there for a kid to grow up in a hunting, fishing, outdoors lifestyle.
Yep.
So bringing adult hunters, Matt, into the fold, how many hunts do you guys do per year?
Right now we're doing 5 hunts. Each of those hunts currently taking 8 hunters out. So, you know, it's a relatively small number of hunters we're able to accommodate each year.
Talk about the program itself. Exactly what happens first thing in the morning all the way through the day?
The hunters arrive around 8 o'clock, and we'll start an abbreviated hunter safety orientation. After the hunter safety orientation, they'll head out and go to a range, and they'll be instructed on the rifles that they're going to be using for the hunt. Once they're proficient with the gun, mm-hmm. We'll come back, have lunch. They'll meet their guides that they'll be out with for the afternoon, and we'll head out to hunt.
Jeremy was the one, when I arrived, they were already shooting at the range. He was the one instructing them. I tell you, Jeremy did a great job with the people that I witnessed. And we had some ladies there. We had some, you know, adults there. And they were all shooting bullseyes before they left the range.
Right. And a lot of these hunters, it's their first time ever handling or shooting a firearm.
How about that? So that's really exciting for them. I can tell those folks that I witnessed there were really happy to be there and really excited about the whole thing. And I think that most of those people that I saw that day will continue hunting, and that's the key. You know, sometimes, as Chuck Sykes told me one time, you take a kid hunting, even if they kill a deer, they've done that, been there, they don't pursue it as a lifestyle. But an adult, you have a better success ratio, I would think, Matt.
I would think so too.
Yep, these are people that are going to go on and have that income to buy a license, to buy ammunition, to buy a firearm. And a lot of the public really doesn't know how we're funded. We're funded through license sales and that PR dollars. So that's how we're really funded,
mm-hmm.
through the sale of firearms and ammunition.
Okay. The adults also, is just a thought, and you tell me if I'm wrong. If they get into hunting, they spread it. They come back home. They might take their wife hunting. They might teach their kids how to hunt. They might take their brother or their uncle. You know, it's something new to them. So an adult is more likely to spread it out to other folks.
Exactly, like a ripple effect. Yeah. Is a great case. We took a guy last year, and he killed his first deer, and now he's in a hunting club, bought a four-wheel drive truck, and I saw on Instagram he posted his first really, really nice buck. Then his kid killed his first deer.
Hmm.
So we're seeing that ripple effect happen.
I think that's a great program. Chris, you teach the safety course or the hunter safety course out there?
Well, we all kind of assist in the hunter safety courses on all of them, yeah.
Yeah, well, I know that the hunter safety course is required for anyone over 16 years old. Is that right?
That's correct, yes, sir.
And you have to pass that, and you can actually do it online now?
You can, and I'd say the majority of the people that are participating in the hunter safety, getting their certificate now, is doing it by means of online.
Yeah. I have a friend, Terry Foster, who actually teaches those courses, and always posts it online when the next one is, and he always has a class full of people. I would prefer to do it in person if I had to do it, because when I went through it with my kids, my two boys went through it at the same time, and I sat in with them, you know. And I actually learned some stuff. Back then, Kevin Dodd was there, and he was showing the difference between a gobbler turkey dropping and a hen turkey dropping. You know, you get more out of it, I think, if you go to the in-person, you know, live hunter safety course, because you can't get all that online.
That's right, and we still offer that class over here at Five Rivers down here each year, just not in quite the numbers that we used to in the past with having the availability of doing it online now.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It took most all day back in those days. You know, that was 20 years ago, but I don't know how long it takes nowadays. But it was an enjoyable day. So when is the next hunt planned?
It's this weekend. We have one more after this one. It's February 3rd.
That one's going to be up in Citronelle, too?
Yes, sir. All of our property is in Citronelle.
Okay. So y'all have five hunts a year in Citronelle, and the land is, I understand, donated by someone to hunt?
Yes, sir. It is.
Just for this program?
Yep, just for this
program.
I think
it's a great investment in the future. What can folks do to help you guys out, assist in any way, or even those who may be listening that are curious about hunting? How do you apply, first of all, how do you apply to become one of those hunters?
Well, you can visit our website at outdooralabama.com/adult-mentored-hunt-program. Right there you can find a application and send it in, or you can email the office at daniel.musselwhite@dcnr.com or .gov.
.gov, okay. And so are you still looking for volunteers like myself to guide hunters?
So, I mean, you did harvest a deer last time, so I guess we'll let you come back. Absolutely.
I passed the test.
Passed the test.
I'll tell you what, it was a cold day, and it was a windy day, and we like to froze to death that day, but it was worth it in the end. We had 10 minutes left of legal shooting time, and a deer finally showed up. My hunter, you know, dropped the deer in its tracks, and he was just as excited as some of the 10 15-year-olds that I've taken to kill their first deer. You could tell he was just really pumped up about it, and it made the day worthwhile. We've been talking about the Adult Mentored Hunters Program. That's a program put on by the Alabama Department of Wildlife in conjunction with the National Wild Turkey Federation. I've been talking with Chris Nix, Daniel Musselwhite, Matt Horton, and Jeremy Doss here in the studio. And we've pretty much covered the Adult Mentored Hunters Program. It's a great program, but you guys have some other programs to talk about also.
That's right, Alan. One of the most successful or more successful programs that we've established several years ago was the youth trapping workshops. We have these workshops, you know, all over the state, and we've even branched out to have some adult trapping workshops as well. But down here, we have a youth trapping workshop that we hold at the District 5 office here off the causeway each year. Usually it's the weekend following deer season every year. It's been a great, great program, and I tell you, the adults get just as much out of this trapping workshop as the youth do. You know, the parents that come in, it's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday class, and you know, we'll teach them from A to Z in it, and it gets pretty tiring, but a lot of information, but a whole lot of fun too.
Well, now that I'm semi-retired, I am definitely going to learn more about trapping, because that's going to extend my, you know, hunting season. Actually, trapping is just as fun as hunting to me nowadays, and it certainly does my turkeys good to get rid of some coons, possums, nest predators, and stuff like that. So, Chris, tell us about what these kids can expect to go through on in the trapping workshop. How does it all work?
Sure. Well, first, you have to get registered for the workshops. Still room in this one down here now. You go to our website at outdooralabama.com. You'll click on hunting and then scroll down, and you'll see a link there for the youth trapping workshops. Just pick the workshop that you wish to attend, and get registered for it. But once the class gets here, we'll start on a Friday evening about 6 o'clock. In that portion of the class, we'll spend about 3 hours in a classroom that night talking about the history of trapping, you know, where it started and where it is today. And really, it's a completely different monster from back in the day. We really don't do it for fur prices anymore.
Right.
We do it more towards being stewards of the land and you know, trying to cut down on some of these predators that we deal with, trying to manage our deer and turkey and quail and whatnot. But during that portion of the class, you know, we'll talk about the history of the class, and then show back up on Monday morning, or excuse me, on Saturday morning. We'll start off then with safety techniques on using the traps. We'll go through all the different types of traps that they'll be using, whether it be water traps or landsat traps, different type of lures, different types of equipment that you may need. You know, so just wanting to get the kids very familiar with everything that they're going to be using. After that, we'll take them outside, let them practice trying to make these sets. You know, going over, you know, where to set these things at, where you can legally and where you cannot, you know, on all the laws of trapping. But let them practice making these different types of sets. We'll feed them lunch that day, and then we will put a mentor with. We try to keep a mentor per 2 to 3 kids. I've got property all over Baldwin County, kind of in close proximity to the office. And we'll send the mentor out with his kids, and they'll go out and set their own trap line that day. You know, a lot of it's going to be, most of them are going to be land sets, but we do have some water sets too. So it's a lot of fun. They get to actually see, you know, how to do it and do it themselves. And then we usually wrap it up about 7 o'clock that night, you know, after it gets dark. And well, then,
you know, there's trapping has suffered some unfortunate bad rumors about it. Some people have a bad taste in their mouth for trapping, but these traps nowadays don't even really hurt the animal. It just holds them there, and you're required by law to check your traps every day. You can't just leave the animal out there.
That's right. You know, on land sets, you're required to check them every 24 hours. Water sets, it's every 72 hours, mm-hmm. Which most water sets are going to be, you know, kill type traps. The land traps, though, none of them are kill traps because of the incidental catches that you may acquire. Right. You know, whether it be somebody's hunting dog or somebody's pet. Yeah. You know, we definitely don't want to harm an animal. But the way these traps are designed today, the jaws, it's not the pictures that you have in your head of, you know, spikes on the jaws and all, you know. Yeah. Most of them are padded jaws, offset jaws. Yeah. There's tons of swivels in it, springs. Mm-hmm. You know, they're set up to not harm the animal.
Trapping is a vital tool for wildlife management nowadays. The best year I've ever had on my land was when I actually hired a trapper to come in for a week and trap during the winter, and I had the best turkey hatch that spring that I've ever seen. So I'm going to learn how to do it myself, and I appreciate you guys coming in today. Thank you so much, and we really appreciate all the hard work you do for our hunters and fishermen in Alabama.
Great. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.